So I wanted to talk a little bit about why I chose to record this story. I found it on Tumblr a long time ago, and was extraordinarily happy to realise that the writer was one of my favourite artists, that at the time I didn't know that she was also a creative writer as well as a painter and digital artist. Her name is Ursula Vernon. She is adept at making the natural world just a little bit surreal and a little bit ridiculous, and it finds the comedy in visual puns and likes to play with reality a little bit. The story itself speaks very, very much to my own priorities where it comes to conservation and my love of the whimsical. And I felt as though it matched the flavour of Saved from the Stake, which was a script that I recorded from Cardinan a little while ago. And so in that sense, I sort of consider this a bit of a spiritual sister or a spiritual companion piece to that particular script. I hope very much that you enjoy this, because it was a great deal of fun to record. Thank you. Frogs fall out of my mouth when I talk. Toads too. It used to be a problem. There was an incident when I was young and cross and fed up with parental expectations. My sister, who is the good one, has gold fall from her lips, and since I could not be her, I had to go a different way. So I got frogs. It happens. You'll grow into it, the fairy godmother said. Some curses have cloth of gold lining. She considered this, and her finger drifted to her lower lip, the way it did when she was forgetting things. Mind you, some curses just grind you down and leave you broken. Some blessings do that, though. What was I saying? I spent a lot of time not talking. I got a slate and wrote things down. It was hard at first, but I hated to drop the frogs in the middle of the road. They got hit by cars or dried out miles from their damp little homes. Toads were easier. Toads are tough. After a while, I learned to feel when a word was a toad and not a frog. I could roll the word around on my tongue and get the flavour before I spoke it. Toad words were drier. Desiccated is a toad word. So is crisp and crisis and obligation. But so are elegant and matchstick. Frog words were a bit more varied. Murky. Purple. Swinging. Jazz. I practiced in the field behind our house, speaking words over and over, sending small creatures hopping into the evening. I learned to speak some words as either toads or frogs. That's all in the delivery. Love is a frog word, if spoken earnestly, and a toad word if spoken sarcastically. Frogs are not good at sarcasm. Toads are masters of it. I learned one day that the amphibians are going extinct all over the world. That some of them are vanishing. You go to ponds that should be full of frogs and find them silent. There are 100 things responsible. Fungus and pesticides and acid rain. When I heard this, I cried, "What?" so loudly that an adult African bullfrog fell from my lips and I had to catch it. It weighed as much as a small cat. I took it to the pet store and spun them a lie, writing about how my cousin going off to college and leaving the frog behind. I brooded about frogs for weeks after that, and then eventually I decided to do something about it. I cannot fix the things that kill them. It would take an army of fairy godmothers, and mine retired long ago. Now she just goes on long cruises and spreads her wings out across the deck chairs. But I can make more. I had to get a field guide at first, and it was a long process. Say a word and catch it. Check the field marks. Most words turn to bronze frogs if I'm not paying attention. Poison arrow frogs make my lips go numb. I can only do a few of those a day, and I go through a lot of chapstick. It is a holding action I am fighting, nothing more. I go to vernal pools and whisper sonnets that turn into wood frogs. I say the words squeak and squill, and spring peepers skitter away into the trees. They begin singing almost the moment they emerge. I read long legal documents to a growing audience of fowlers toads who blink their goggling eyes up at me. I wish I could do salamanders. I would read Clive Barker novels aloud and see the streams flow with efts and hellbenders. I would fly to Mexico and read love poems in another language to restore the axolotl. Alas, it's frogs and toads and nothing more. We make do. The woods behind my house are full of singing. The neighbours either learn to love it or move away. And my sister, the one who speaks gold and diamonds, funds my travels. She speaks less than I do, but for me and my amphibian friends, she will vomit rubies and sapphires, and I am grateful. I am practicing reading modernist revolutionary poetry aloud. My accent is atrocious. Still, a day will come when the Panamanian golden frog will tumble from my lips and I will catch it and hold it, and whatever word I spoke, I'll say it again and again until I stand at the center of a sea of yellow skins and make from my curse at last a cloth of gold.